Well, pressure is mounting on the Morrison government as humanitarian and medical groups warn the health of refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru has dangerously deteriorated. And yesterday, the senior Australian doctor contracted to provide medical care on Nauru was arrested by police and deported. The sudden removal came less than a week after humanitarian group Médecins Sans Frontières confirmed that its staff had been kicked off Nauru by the country's government. Doctors in Australia have been watching these developments with growing concern. Last night, the president of the AMA, Dr. Tony Bertone, met with the shadow immigration minister, Shane Newman, to discuss legislation Labor says will help children on the island get the urgent medical care they need. Tony Bertone is in our Parliament House studios. Tony Bertone, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
I want to come to your meeting with Labor in a moment, but first the news from Nauru in the last 24 hours that the senior medical officer for the health contractor, IHMS, which is funded by Australia, Dr. Nicole Montana, was deported from Nauru last night. Are you concerned by this?
This is extremely concerning news that we've received and really points to crisis upon crisis on the island continuing to develop. It highlights the confusion and chaos around the medical treatment being provided to a group of very vulnerable and various stages of medical care required on their in their behalf.
Dr. Montana, as I understand it, is the second senior medical officer for IHMS deported in the last couple of months. In a statement, the government of Nauru said it's fake news that Dr. Montana was arrested and deported, and yet others have reported seeing her in handcuffs. Have you been able to speak with IHMS or Dr. Montana about what did happen?
At this stage, I haven't, but you're right. It does point to a very concerning and confusing state of affairs and highlights the urgent need for a solution to this ongoing evolving humanitarian crisis.
A report suggests, and IHMS claims, in fact, that Dr. Montana was stood down because she breached the rules of the processing centre, and it's understood it's because she took a photo of a child being treated at the regional processing centre. What's your view on that? Taking a photo of someone being treated, is that a sacking offence? Do you understand why she might have been doing that?
Taking photos of our patients is an acceptable and an express part of provision of clinical care, obviously with the patient's consent. Clinical photography involves a significant body of work which is involved in the delivery of that care. I can understand why the doctor might have been taking a photo of said child. But irrespective, it's not the kind of evidence or occasion that really should require the immediate deportation of someone entrusted to provide the medical sovereignty and independence over that care to a group of very vulnerable people.
This is a third IHMS Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Martin. He was kicked off too. He says the government of Nauru is paranoid and increasingly paranoid about bad press. What's the position of the AMA? Should doctors working on Nauru be free to speak to the media about their experiences? What do you think?
What we're very clear about is that doctors working on Nauru or any other processing centre should be able to deliver the best care, the best appropriate care required by their patients. These people are under the care entrusted to the Australian government. They are responsible for their health and well-being while on those centres, and they need to ensure that the provision of medical care is foremost and unimpeded in that process. Now, The processes and the regulations around that, I'll leave to the authorities, but the doctors should be able to deliver their care unhindered and unencumbered.
And given IHMS, as you say, is the company contracted by the Australian government to provide their health services, do you think the government's doing enough to stand up for their doctors?
Well, this is a part of the ongoing advocacy on our part. We've called on the Australian government to ensure that their medical care is being provided, to allow an independent delegation of Australian medical professionals to visit the island and assure with the transparency and the independence to the Australian public that that care is being delivered appropriately in the facilities we're talking about.
That's a proposal you put to the government a few weeks ago, I think I'm right. Have you had a response yet from the Prime Minister on that?
As has been publicly reported, not as yet, but this remains an ongoing piece of advocacy on our front. We need a solution on this area. We need a solution which brings to a head this ongoing crisis. We're talking about the lives of children in particular. Many in very, very serious states of urgent medical care requirement, and we really do need to know that every day that goes by is another day of suffering for these children in particular.
Dr. Bartone, the AMA doesn't lightly get involved in political issues, and some would say the AMA was a bit slow to take a strong stand against the treatment of particularly children on offshore detention. But in recent weeks, certainly you've made put these proposals to the government to do something. There's been, in a sense, many of your members, many thousands of doctors have signed letters sent to the government demanding that children and their families who are in need of urgent healthcare be removed from the island. Are you saying the government's not talking to you about this?
What we're saying is that the government and the appropriate department there is remaining steadfastly lack of transparency in any approaches, in any information sharing. The information flow is very, very slow, very, very guarded and very, very piecemeal when it does come our way. This is unacceptable, obviously. We've said on many occasions, and Fran, let me just clarify that, our position on the refugees on the various facilities has been part of our advocacy for the best part of more than 2 years. And even as late as recent as August, when our federal council reaffirmed its position, and then when the open letter to the Prime Minister and every parliamentarian that I penned in the middle of September. Well, this is an issue that we will continue to be very, very clear and forthright and full and front on with the government. They need to have a solution which sees us, the welfare and the health and welfare of these vulnerable people attended to as a matter of priority.
So you've met with Labor, I suppose, in the absence of meetings with the government. You met with Labor last night, as I understand it, over legislation Labor says will make the advice of clinicians on Nauru the primary factor determining whether a child is sent from the island to Australia for treatment. Labor wants to make the minister the final decision maker to speed up that process. Does the AMA support Labor's proposal?
What we're seeing in the Labor proposal is the most pragmatic, achievable attempt to try and get a legislative solution to this problem in the absence of any other formidable or meaningful approaches from the government. When this approach, this legislation will seek to both reduce the bureaucratic process in this transfer, increase the transparency, increase the medical decision-making powers, and increase the independent medical oversight of the whole medical treatment process on the facilities in those processing centres, and ensure that vulnerable children in particular, but anyone who requires urgent medical attention is afforded that care, okay, appropriate care, before they need to get too far down the track.
So the AMA is supporting the Labor proposal, even giving the minister the final decision?
What we know is that if the minister has the final decision, that needs to be independently verified by a second medical doctor within 24 hours of that decision. That both speeds up the process of that decision-making capacity, and it would be a very, very brave minister who would refuse the advice of two treating doctors, independent, and then have to report back to Parliament in a transparent way to the Australian public that decision was not proceeded with.
Okay, so the AMA is backing the Labor proposal.
We are.
Tony Bartone, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, thank you.
Dr. Tony Bartone is the president of the AMA. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7 minutes past 9.